The young man in today's gospel story is very comfortable. His money provides comfort. He doesn't want for anything in his life. He's also comfortable in his religion. He keeps all of the commandments. But we also learn that he's seeking something more, something greater. St. Mark says he ran up and knelt before Jesus. There was some haste, and he asked, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" When we are comfortable, we don't like to move, because it usually means we have to give up some of our comforts. It can be in silly things, like when the alarm went off this morning, and I had to give up the comfort of my warm bed and go out into the cold room. But it might be something serious, giving up our comforts when we hear the voice of the Lord moving us to reach out, to step out in faith. This young man in today's gospel really stands for all of us. The evangelist doesn't give us his name because he's meant to represent all of us, all of the disciples. The rich young man in his wealth and his religion has two good things. In and of themselves, they are good. But the young man senses that there's something more, something greater. And he sees in Jesus the answer to that longing. So he runs up and he comes face to face with the God of the entire universe. And we're told that Jesus looks at him and loves him. And out of that love, he invites him to a deeper place. He says, "Go, sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me." Yes, the keeping of the commandments was a good thing, but Jesus invites this young man not just to keep the laws, but rather to enter into relationship with him. And if he does that, he will find a fulfillment greater than his money could ever provide, and greater than keeping a tally of the rules that he follows. But the young man just cannot overcome the force, the momentum of his possessions. He simply cannot break that force that's keeping him in place. So what follows a moment of so much great potential in the gospel follows, in my opinion, one of the saddest moments in all the gospels. At that statement, his face fell and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. That's a very rare occurrence in the gospels. Usually when Jesus calls, people respond right away. When he called St. Matthew, Matthew gave up his entire livelihood to follow Jesus. There's so many examples of that. But here the opposite happens. Jesus calls and the young man goes away. But Jesus won't force himself on the man either. He doesn't go running after him. He simply lets him go. So if this young man stands for all of us, what can we gather from this gospel story? We might ask ourselves, like the young man, what comforts do we wrap ourselves in? Maybe it's money, wealth. Maybe it's our religious devotion, like the young man. Maybe it's something different. Maybe it's power, power at work, or power over some members of our family. Maybe it's honor, looking for the recognition of others, of the world. Maybe it's pleasure, all of those good things that God has given us, but when we look for too much of them, they begin to destroy us. wealth, power, honor, pleasure, they're not bad things in and of themselves. But when we go searching after them, following after them, it's then that our eyes are taken off of Jesus. Jesus says it's hard for the rich to enter the kingdom of God because that's what vies for their attention. You could substitute whatever you want there in place of riches. When we're chasing after something other than Jesus, it's then that we cannot enter that deeper relationship of faith that he is calling us to. So my friends, today and in this week that follows, I would invite you to consider, first of all, to pray and ask God what you are holding on to or what you are searching for other than him. Maybe it's wealth or power or honor or pleasure. In the first reading today, the sacred author said, "I prayed and prudence was given to me. I pleaded and the spirit of wisdom came to me." If we ask, we will find. Sometimes we don't want to ask a question like that because we're afraid of what the answer will be, what God might be asking us to give up. But Jesus is calling us to a deeper place. And in that longing of our hearts, in that prayer, he speaks to us. We also should remember that just as he did with that young man, Jesus looks at us with love. And he loves us too much to leave us where we are. He wants us to come to a deeper place, to move beyond even those things themselves that are good, like the rich young man. Money is good. Religion is good. But there's something deeper. If you look at the example of religion, we go to church every Sunday. Perhaps we come every day to Mass. That's a good thing. But maybe God is calling us to a deeper practice of our faith by expressing that as service to those who are poor, service in the parish, calling us to some deeper experience of faith through some forms of prayer or making time each day for prayer. That's how God moves us even deeper in something that is good, like our religion. And lastly, we have to remember that we have to move out beyond these comforts for the sake of our salvation. That when God moves us out beyond what we find to be comfortable, it's then that he molds us and shapes us and makes us ready for heaven. God willing, when we get to heaven, we will receive all of the goodness of God himself, like a cup being filled with God's life. But we want our cup to be as big as possible to receive more and more of the goodness of God. My friends, this young man in today's gospel, it's a story of so much great potential. But it's also one of the saddest stories because that potential is unrealized. But the rich young man was a work in progress. And so are we. Jesus wants to shape us and mold us so that we're ready for heaven. I encourage you to pray and ask God where you need to be shaped. And then have the courage to take a step out in faith. For it is for the sake of our salvation that God wants to mold us and shape us and make us ready to receive more and more of his goodness in heaven.